Goldfrapp mit Utopia um 10 Minuten nach 5 bei 100,6 Flux FM. Ihr Lieben, nochmal ein herzliches Willkommen. Scott King, der Londoner Künstler, Grafiker und Autor, ist bei uns zu Besuch. Seit den 90er Jahren ist er vorne dabei, wenn es darum geht, die Mythen der Popkultur zu kritisieren, zu entblößen und ihnen mal den Spiegel vorzuhalten. Zum Beispiel eine lange Zeit als Art Director für das ID-Magazin. Später hat er viele Plattencover gestaltet für die Pet Shop Boys, Suicide und Morrissey. You've heard that a lot probably, but now I have to tell the people again. Es geht bei ihm oftmals um die Schnelllebigkeit der Dinge und die ja eigentlich viel mehr doch Gegenstand in der Popkultur sind, als man meint. Es steht nicht immer die Musik im Vordergrund, es sind auch die Gesten oder die Kleidung, die einzelnen Sachen, die Menschen anhaben, Accessoires, Frisuren und so weiter. Alles ja oftmals auch visuelle Inszenierung, und da ist dieser Mann einfach der Kenner und er hat einen ganz besonderen Blick dafür. Und es wird jetzt eine Veranstaltung geben, übermorgen und am Freitag. Das ist die Show, die live laufen wird im Haus der Berliner Festspiele, und darüber wollen wir jetzt sprechen. Über Laptop Late Night Fantasy. Und ich sage, welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you very much.
We're really happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
That's good. You live in Berlin for 3 days now.
3 days. You're this a time, real Berliner. This time, I lived here for 3 days this time. Last time I lived here for 2 days.
Oh, for 2 days?
Yeah, and the time before that I lived here for 1 week. So,
man, when
yeah,
was...
Yeah, I feel like a Berliner now.
When was that week?
2 weeks ago. I go back to London just to change my clothes and I get straight back on EasyJet and... I'm back again.
Did you live here for a longer time?
No, I was joking. I just can't spend a lot of time here at the moment because of the festival stuff, of course.
Yeah.
And I just did a show with the gallery Between Bridges, which is Wolfgang Tillmann's gallery. So I was here last month for that a lot as well. So, but I like it here, so I don't mind.
That's good. And it sounds like a great idea what you are going to do there, übermorgen und am Freitag. But first, for people... who maybe not know you. This is possible, Scott. Can you imagine that?
I find it impossible to believe.
Yes, but I can tell you there are probably some. I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit back in the 90s, when you did the covers, for example, for ID magazine,
yeah.
Was that very sometimes courageous, or did you have a crew who said, great idea, let's do it? Or
oh,
were there
no.
moments when they said, oh my God, we can't do this?
Well, it's a long story. I'll try and make it short. Well, when I worked at ID magazine, I was very young. I was 23. So I went straight from art school. So I didn't really have much power there. It was when I went to Sleaze Nation magazine when I was about 30, where I was a real, I became horrible and a bully. So that's where all the good stuff happened. So, all publishers want you to do what they think is commercial, but they don't really know what is commercial. And if you do something that's kind of attention-grabbing, that's seemingly not commercial, then it is commercial, isn't it? So you just got to, when you're doing magazine covers or any kind of cover, record covers, if people still do record covers, when you do magazine covers, for sure, you've got to be quite brave and quite a bully, unfortunately. But I'm over that now, I'm older now. So.
But people could see it around the world in galleries, your stuff, what you did. What was always important to you to, yeah, make people... realize something?
Well, it's a difficult one because, of course, as an art director or graphic designer, you however you think you are not, you're really working for somebody else. But my thing was always trying to make that thing my own art, really. So that's how I ended up going from doing graphics to actually exhibiting in galleries and doing things like this festival.
Yeah.
Because I think I always used graphic design as the medium or I used the tools of graphic design with my own ideas rather than accepting clients. I'm not very good at commercial, you know, straightforward things.
I see. What about graphic design in today's life when you are back in London? Has that changed so much? Are people not courageous anymore? Are you bored when you go to magazine stores and look at the covers of magazines?
Well, I don't really do it anymore, to be honest.
What?
And the truth is, I never ever bought a copy of ID magazine.
What?
Ever. No.
Come on, it's on your wallpaper.
I'm admitting it now. Now I'm in Germany, I can say it. I think there are always good things. I mean, you know, if you just wanted to talk in pure terms of of covers, and then even in the most unexpected places, like Richard Turley, who was just doing this Bloomberg Business Week, he's just left actually, but became probably the most celebrated magazine art director of his generation in the last few years. And this is on some boring business thing. So, but for me, I could never do that because I could never work for Bloomberg Business Week, you see, because
yes.
I have opinions. Above and beyond graphic design, so there is, of course, there's still good graphic design.
What kind of opinions can we discover with you the next 2 days in Berlin?
Well, I stay up late at night looking at YouTube a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I'm kind of stuck. And for me, the world ends in about 1989.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that out about me.
So you did a lot of research, or was it all in your computer or in your head and you saw
these? Oh, it's 25 years or 30. Well, I'm 44. I'm 45 this year. So it's like 20, no, it's 40 years of research has gone into this project.
Yes.
40 years of loving pop music.
Great.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about, really.
It's a history lesson in a way.
It's what it is. It's a museum. I like to think of it as a moving museum.
Mm-hmm.
I keep trying to come up with buzzwords to explain this unexplainable thing. One thing we thought of was it's theatre for the Twitter generation, but it's really not. So it's really just, the research is like endless because it's just about loving this music and these bands and these, particularly these clips. And my idea is that stuff, the reason I've called it the Festival of Stuff is because these particular clips and this particular piece of music or even gestures on film, they're unquantifiable. They're kind of, to me, they're beyond art. They're better than art.
Mm-hmm.
They're certainly better than anything you might see in most museums, I think. And they're certainly better than anything you'd ever see in a sculpture park. And so this is what we're trying to do. I'm trying to sort of bring all this stuff together and present it under this banner of Festival of Stuff and ask people to look at this stuff again. Because, of course, everybody looks at it on their mobile phones or on a laptop. But we're going to project it onto a 6-meter-wide screen with a huge sound system. So this stuff we're going to present as cinema or theatre. And we'll see what happens. I think it could be very exciting. It might be terrible, but I think it'd be great.
I don't think so. Wir wollen gleich noch weiter darüber sprechen, über das Festival, wenn Scott seinen Laptop auspackt und in der alten Musikgeschichte rumkramt in den 90ern und euch kleine Bits und Pieces zeigt, die euch vielleicht an manche Sachen erinnern und wo ihr auch sagt, ja stimmt, genau so hat er das eigentlich immer durchgezogen, der und der Künstler und auch welche Künstler auch zu Gehör gebracht werden. Darüber sprechen wir auch gleich nach Fink mit Looking Too Closely bei Flux FM. Looking Too Closely von Fink am 15. und 17. November im Heimathafen, falls der ein oder andere sagt, diese Band schaue ich mir gerne an. Wir haben immer noch Scott King bei uns im Interview, der, Autor, Grafikdesigner, ein Mann, der vielleicht oftmals schon Design-Covers kreiert hat, wo ihr schon oft drauf geschaut habt und begeistert wart und vielleicht gar nicht genau wisst, war das eigentlich von ihm? Jetzt steht er bei uns sogar hier im Studio und er wird auftreten im Haus der Berliner Festspiele und da wird er sein Festival of Stuff abfeuern. Ein Feuerwerk von Videoclips. Man geht mit ihm zurück in die alten Zeiten und schaut einfach mal, was war da so los. Donnerstag und Freitag am 10. und 11. Juli ist es soweit. Dann wird er dort aufschlagen und wir wollen vorab noch einmal wissen, was da genau eigentlich passieren wird. So, we need to know what's going on in this show when you put out your great big laptop. Is there really a laptop involved?
No.
No, of course
I didn't. I didn't invent that line, a late night laptop fantasy. That's done by the people at the House to Blinifest.
Really? We have to talk to them
we
again
talk
about,
to them about
this.
This. Yeah, but it's probably a bit too late now. But what's going to happen? Well, the whole thing is an attempt to recreate this feeling, this action where, you know, I might have gone to the pub and I might have had a few drinks and I might come in late, but I don't want to go to bed. So I get out my laptop in my studio and I look at a band that I used to love maybe in 20 years ago and I watch that and that leads to somewhere else and then that leads to somewhere else. And before I know it, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and I've actually created my own movie. My own, in a way, almost recreated my own history through pop music.
Yes.
Because, of course, you can't look forwards on YouTube, I don't think. You can only look backwards. So it tends to be very kind of nostalgic. So, but also, the more I drink in these late night things, when I'm getting these late night nights of YouTubing, I start to think of art ideas. I start to think of projects that I might make. So the Festival of Stuff contains not only the footage, but also 5 different projects that I've thought of late at night while I've been on YouTube. So it's, in a way, it's a realization of these fantasies. Because, of course, I wanted to be a rock star, really. I didn't want to be a graphic designer.
You wanted
like
to be a rock star?
Of course. Of course, everybody does, don't they?
Of course. Okay, what kind of a rock star?
Well, unfortunately, the one I'd like to be is probably a dead one. So I'd put it better off with doing typography.
Er hat gerade nochmal beschrieben, wie das eigentlich dann ablaufen wird. Nächste Woche Donnerstag und Freitag. Das ist so, als wenn man an einem leicht angeschickerten Abend nach Hause kommt, sich vor seinen Rechner setzt und einfach nochmal vielleicht ein Video anschaltet, um Musik zu hören. Dann guckt man auf die Details im Video und dann fängt man an zu schwelgen und klickt sich durch und sagt, ach nee, komm, aber das war doch bei dem auch so. Und dann kommt man über Stöckchen und Steinchen in die verschiedensten Eras rein und sagt dann halt, ja, das hat mich besonders interessiert. Und man macht mit ihm eine Zeitreise. Man erlebt im Grunde das, was damals so angesagt worden, was ihn auch selber zu seinen Projekten inspiriert hat. So you are remembered by those videos of covers or artwork you did back then.
No, it's not about that. I'm not looking at, it's not that vain. I'm not looking at the bands that I've worked with and looking and remembering what it was like to work.
Okay, not really that you discovered, like, yeah, I remember that.
No, it's nothing like that. It's about being 10 years old or 15 years old or 20 years old. And for me, I've always been obsessed by certain bands and I've always got it really right. Like, the bands are always brilliant, but I'm always like a generation out. So, for example, I got into Dr. Feelgood in 1988 when I was 18 and everybody else was dancing in fields taking ecstasy. I was sat in my bedroom listening to this very old-fashioned sort of white working-class R&B music. So I think I've always done that. I've always kind of loved things. Like Joy Division, I was obsessed with for like 10 years. But obviously I didn't start being obsessed until 11 years after Ian Curtis had died, you know. So it's kind of, it's all a bit pathetic, but it's true. So it's absolutely not about me in the sense of my work as a designer that I used to do. It's really just about me as a music fan.
Okay, also nicht aus dem Blickwinkel des Designers, des Grafikdesigners und des Visuellen, sondern eher als Musikfan, als Zehnjähriger, der damals total begeistert war. Und er sagte ja vorhin auch, er wäre selber gerne irgendwann mal eigentlich Rockstar geworden und nicht Grafikdesigner. So now, no Rockstar, but that's not so bad.
Well, I don't know, I guess, yeah. Well, they all turn out to be quite sad in the end, don't they? So, yeah, maybe it's okay.
And there's going to be music involved as well, of course.
I meant to say, I kind of went off on one there. What I was going to say was, yeah, of course. So the fantasy part is that there's live music and live performances that are based on rock or pop music. So Luke Haynes, a guy who used to have a band called The Auteurs, I've written with him a mini rock opera, which is about Marky Smith from The Fall being involved in a caravan accident. There's another thing where there's we've got a transvestite dance troupe who are very, very glamorous to dance to a song called East by this great band called Earl Brutus. And the finale, which I've been told I must mention, is going to be an Ian Curtis dance contest. So we want people, if anybody's listening, I'm sure they are, we want people to get in touch and come and dance like Ian Curtis. And
the audience involved coming on stage dancing like Ian Curtis?
We want them to,
like
yes. We want as many Ian Curtises as possible.
Okay.
But we need to get in touch with somebody at the House de Blenner Festival, and I haven't got the contact details, but...
You mean they can't do that spontaneously?
They can if they want to, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what do they get when they are really,
really
good?
Well, we're trying to think of something. I don't know. There's something good. Somebody suggested they might get a Joy Division oven glove. So maybe that will make a Joy Division oven glove.
Sehr schön. Dann seid ihr dazu herzlich eingeladen und natürlich aufgerufen, dorthin zu kommen. Und zwar nächste Woche Donnerstag und Freitag um 23 Uhr im Haus der Berliner Festspiele. Da könnt ihr den Künstler Scott King sehen und viele musikalische Hochkaräter, die dort auflaufen werden. Tickets gibt es für 10 bzw. 15 Euro oder jetzt auch bei uns zu gewinnen. Der frühe Vogel ruft schnell bei Flux FM an und wählt die 030 2000 9000. Dann könnt ihr Scott King live erleben im Haus der Berliner Festspiele am 10. und 11. Juli. Und vielleicht können wir ihn ja auch noch dazu überreden, dass er mal ein bisschen länger in Berlin wohnen bleibt. So maybe someday, really, you come here for a few more months and then we can talk again and you tell us about your life in London and what you love about living in Berlin for a while.
I will. Thank you very much.
Yeah? Scott King bei Flux FM im Interview. Und wir hören vor den Nachrichten noch The Slits mit I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Is The Slits okay for you?
Perfect.
Okay.